Hello, everybody. My name is Armando, and I want to welcome you to a podcast that really inspired me in doing what I want to share with you. Most of you remember me from the podcast that I did regarding Facebook, and I really appreciate all the feedback that I received within the last few years. Unfortunately, I'm not here to talk about Facebook, since a lot of things have changed during the time I did the podcast, and all the feedback that I received was really appreciated. Back in May of this year or so, I listened to a podcast that Rick Harmon, the Blind Geek Zone webmaster, did in regards to a computer build. If you guys may or may not recall, he built a Shuttle PC, and it really inspired me to build a computer, but being the fact that I am a major geek, I like to have more RAM and be able to do more upgrades and such. A few techs basically swayed me away from the Shuttle just because of the small form factor and the room for expansion. That is not to say that the Shuttle was a bad choice. I mean, you know, I respect people's decisions, opinions, and such, but in my case, I needed something that was going to allow me to expand and upgrade in the near future. And what I ended up doing was, with the help of a local tech, we went on Taiga Direct, and he found me a combo deal that involved an 8-core AMD FX8320 processor, an ASUS 990 motherboard. I also bought a SSD Kingston 120 hard drive, and it turned out very well. Overall, I think I ended up paying about $650 because of the fact that the motherboard did not come with a video card, nor the hard drive, nor a wireless card. And those I ended up purchasing very cheap from Newegg. The hard drive came out to about $110 for a 120 gig SSD from Kingston. The video card came out to be about $31, and it's from EVGA or EFGA GeForce 8400, and it has high definition. It has high definition video and audio, that is, and it has a regular monitor port for a monitor, so one can hook up basically a regular computer monitor and a high definition monitor. And from there, the computer itself came with an Ultra Gladiator mid-sized tower case. It's got about 5 USB ports in the front. It has 2 120 millimeter fans, and it has an additional slot where I could put another 120 fan on the side, and it has a window where one can look at what's inside the computer. As far as the guts go, again, I discussed what I put in it. It was a ASUS 990 AM3 motherboard, and it was a professional series. I also put in an FX8320 AMD 8-core processor. It runs at 3.5, but my tech was able to help me, and we clocked it at a pretty good clock speed of 4.0 gigahertz. Mind you, it does require sighted assistance to program a computer like that to have it clocked so that it could run stable. And the case and the computer, the motherboard, came with a Diablotech 650 watt dual rail power supply. It came with an DVD writer from Lighton. And it was not bad. The motherboard itself has at least 10 USB ports in the back. It's got a 10/100/1000 Ethernet card. It also has room for 4 memory slots, and it came with 2 memory sticks from Corsair, and it came with 8 gigs, but the motherboard allows me to upgrade to 32 gigs at most. Not to mention, it has SATA 3.0, which has got the 6 gig version of SATA, and it's got 6 of those ports on the motherboard. And as far as the processor, It came with a pretty good cooler. It's keeping my computer cool, and I installed a program called QuarTemp, which basically reads me the temperature in. For being overclocked at 4.0 GHz, it really runs pretty cool. I've had no problems with it, and I love it. I ended up installing Windows 7 Ultimate. Of course, my tech did, that is. And he installed AVG, the Antivirus Free Edition, 2013. He helped me install QuarTemp, and it's fairly accessible. I mean, just enough for me to hit the system tray hotkey and read what the temperature is. I ended up going with WindowEyes as my screen reader of choice due to the reason that I am a student who is about to graduate, and I needed something that was going to allow me to access course content on a site called Blackboard Vista. I compared the newest version of JAWS along with WindowEyes on a previous computer, and not to get too political or anything, but JAWS was just not meeting my demands when it came to the online discussions, when it came to being able to collaborate with other students and instructors, and or to write private messages to an instructor or certain students. It wouldn't read me any of the combo boxes or such. So I ended up upgrading my license to the newest version of WindowEyes, which at the time was 7.5 or so. And I think I'm going to like WindowEyes. It's very responsive on the new computer. I also installed it on what I'm going to call my school laptop, and it seems to be doing the job well. So I still have JAWS, but I just won't install it on the new system. I will keep it on the laptop since, again, it's for school purposes. So overall, the computer is built on an Ultra Gladiator mid-tower case, and I failed to mention that it also has two audio ports, one for the USB and one for the microphone. The motherboard has three USB 3.0 ports in the back and one USB 3.0 port in the front on the audio / USB access panel that's located on the front of the case. If you guys have any questions, you guys can email me at armaldon0767@gmail.com. And I guess to close this, I will be making a follow-up podcast. That is, if I can ask for any assistance to see what kind of microphone you guys would recommend for me to use it for stereo mix. Right now I'm using a USB headset, and for one reason or another I cannot get it to work with WindowEyes and of course my voice, so you guys can hear the overall ratings like Rick did on his podcast, in which, by the way, Rick, I really commend you for the podcast and the Blind Geek Zone website, and I want to thank you for that. So again, if you guys can email me your suggestions and stuff, this would very much be appreciated. Thank you so much. Hope to see you all soon. Take care.